This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. And another author is with us, and this is a man who specializes in short fiction, and he is really one of the masters of this genre. John McNally, the author of 17 previous books. He's a professor of English at the University of Louisiana Lafayette, and he is an exceptional writer and, of course, is known very well in some places, and we're glad he's making his maiden voyage on our show because he is a man who is a master of the written word. Some of the reviews are just outstanding for the work he's done previously and for his latest book, The Fear of Everything. And good morning to you, John McNally.
Oh, good morning to you, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Well, this, as I say, you're a master of short fiction. The book is a collection of short fiction stories, and we're going to hear just how exceptional this guy can put a story together in a moment. But why did you take this path as far as your major focus in writing?
Oh, well, since really since the fourth grade, when I was asked to write and perform a play, and I was an exceptionally shy kid. I was an overweight kid, a heavy kid, and I wrote a play about a fat superhero and who gets stuck in a phone booth trying to change into his clothes, change into a superhero outfit. The reception that I got from the teacher made me decide that this is something that interested me and something that I might be able to do. So I've been doing it since 1974.
Well, your books have been called dark and sophisticated, but often they have very funny passages, and you're a guy who writes about stuff. And we're going to hear a passage from The Magician from the words of the writer in just a moment, but let's talk about Katie Muldoon. She's a girl that I think any of us of a certain age or of any age can relate to. She was the queen bee in the grade school class that these kids are in, and just the perfect little girl that everybody had a crush on. And I'm sure everybody, every guy within listening distance has probably had a Katie Muldoon in their life. And I'm sure you did too, John McNally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know. I won't name names, but I know who Katie Muldoon is.
So she's based on somebody else.
Yeah, most of my characters are composites. I don't know about most, but many of my characters are composites of different characters or different people who I knew in my life. And since I write frequently about grade school or younger kids, I tend to, it may begin with a specific person, and then that character evolves into their own person, into somebody who's not necessarily connected to that inspiration.
The first story in the book is The Magician, and it is a fascinating read, and it focuses on Katie Muldoon, and I think John has the book with him, as do I, and I'll follow along as he reads. Why don't you do the first three graphs, and you'll immediately hear how well this man can put words together. Go for it, John McNally. First words from The Magician.
In 1976, the year we were supposed to be learning the metric system, we fell in love with Katie Muldoon. We were in the sixth grade, and Katie sat in front of our math class, raising her hand for every question, as though all the answers to all the problems were merely floating in front of her eyes. We loved her when she wore a poncho, which was an exotic thing to wear in Chicago. We loved her when she came to school with her long hair chopped short like figure skater Dorothy Hamill's. We loved her when she began crying in the middle of class one day for no reason that we could see. We loved the small scar on her forehead just above the eyebrow from the time she had fallen off the slide in third grade, and we loved how the scar turned purple after she ran the 50-yard dash in gym class. We loved her when she smiled at us and when she ignored us. It didn't matter what she wore or did. We loved her regardless. We were a pitiful lot of boys that year, the year we were supposed to learn the metric system. We rode three-speed bikes and tortured bugs. We learned how to shoot milk through our noses, to peel back our eyelids and make scary faces, and to create obscene noises with our hands and armpits. We had started growing hair in places we hadn't had hair before, and we didn't know what to think of that. We drank Tang and our mother's Tab, and we laughed like hyenas. We were not, by even the most generous definition of the word, cool, but we didn't know that, not then at least.
That's from The Magician, the first of a few stories in The Fear of Everything from John McNally, professor, University of Louisiana, Lafayette. And the story, without giving it away, takes an amazing turn and one that is terrifying in a way. And obviously, this is something that not every writer would have thought of, but you did. And the ending is something that I don't think every writer would have come up with. You don't try to make people feel good with your writing. You just let it flow, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I try to some extent to have a sense of redemption at the end of stories. So that there's a lift of some kind. I wouldn't necessarily say that you feel good at the end of it, but that there's a kind of culmination of everything that has come before, a meaningful culmination. But every story has its own, I think, distinct tone, and I try to honor whatever that story's tone, what I feel that story's tone should be.
And that's done in The Magician. Did you grow up in Chicago?
I did. I grew up on the Southwest side.
Okay, so you're the Chicago White Sox side, right?
Well, the first game I went to was a Cubs game, and I ended up living by Wrigley Field later as an adult. But if I'm in Chicago, if I'm in my old neighborhood, I have to say that I'm a Sox fan.
Well. I would compare this. I mean, as a compliment, hopefully you'll take it as such, but a few years ago I saw Jerry Seinfeld, and he went on for about an hour and a half, and there were no jokes about sex or politics or religion, and you think, how can a guy pull this off in an hour and a half and have everybody rolling in the aisles? But Seinfeld can do it. And as I said, you write about stuff, and there's a lot of stuff. In fact, you made me think of somebody who reminded me of Katie Muldoon when I started reading The Magician. Quite often we don't reflect on things that are really important parts of our lives and important people in our lives. And I think you have done that not only in this story, but in others in this collection, The Fear of Everything, John.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, that's a big compliment for me.
Well, thank you. And you just keep it going, too. So I would imagine you observe a lot, and now you're living in the great hamlet of Lafayette, Louisiana. I think you've been there about 7 years. Is that a place where the artistic juices are flowing?
Yeah, I mean, I've been extremely productive since I've been here, and I've especially been productive this year because there's nothing else to do with the pandemic. But I think it's difficult for me to write about a place that I'm actually living in, so I do anticipate that wherever I move after Lafayette, that Louisiana will have an impact and make its way into my work.
You've written 17 books. How do you keep it going?
One of the things is I work on a lot of different projects at once. So even though I've written quite a few books over the past 20 years, the Fear of Everything took 10 years. So I try to be patient with the things that I work on too. And when a project seems to be calling to me, I go back to that project. So there's a constant revolving door of projects that I have going at any given time.
You do satire very well. Is that a neglected form of writing and expression now?
Yeah, there's some writers, I think some of the writers I admire most do that, or there's a kind of a deadpan humor that I admire, but it's hard for me to say if it's if it is ignored or not, or if it's neglected, but it's definitely something that of writers that I can think of. You know, John Irving was a big influence of mine, and there's kind of a dark humor in his work, but Kurt Vonnegut, who was his teacher, was also a big influence, and Vonnegut, certainly had that sensibility, very, very sometimes ironic, sometimes dark sense of humor.
The book is The Fear of Everything, Stories from Professor John McNally, and a listener notes that she read a previous book by yours, and I have not read it, but the title is certainly interesting, The Boy Who Really, Really Wanted to Have Sex, The Memoir of a Fat Kid.
Yeah, that's the title may be a little bit of a misnomer. It's about growing up on the south side of Chicago. I grew up in a blue-collar family, it was when I began working on that book when I was moving here 7 years ago, and I was going through a divorce. My father died. I was making this big move 900 miles away, so I had a lot of changes going on. So I just began writing these very short pieces, autobiographical pieces that ended up, you know, at a certain point I began thinking, oh, this could actually be a book, and piecing it together. But a lot of it's just about growing up in a blue-collar family. So.
Well, congratulations, John McNally. Again, the book is The Fear of Everything. And a reminder as we close that Signature Support comes from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services, and it was on this date 57 years ago that Martin Luther King gave perhaps the greatest speech of all time.
Even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.